This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 5:47. Apparently there was some kind of big rig accident.
Yeah, and a spill.
Oh, was there?
Over in Palo Alto.
Yeah, down south.
101.
And that's delayed.
Is he telling the truth? Well, he did send me a picture.
No, I heard something about a big rig thing this morning.
After
yeah.
we got to work.
Was it a blurry street sign?
So Vinny's not.
What street do you live on? What street is it?
You want me to say that on the air?
Yeah. No, no. He yeah, yeah. Say
that's right off of Lombard.
I live off Lombard, whatever that street
right.
is.
Yeah. So he says, and I think he sent us the most random picture of like a random street sign in the marina.
I was there.
My God.
Oh, my God. He's such a liar.
You're a liar.
You're a liar. Anyway, I'm sure this is the truth about the big rig accident. So Vinny is running late. I hope he remembered his Secret Santa present.
Unlike me. I had to go back home this morning.
How far away were you?
A couple miles.
Oh, geez.
I know.
Did you make it to the highway?
No, that's where I cut off. Because I think the 101 is about 2 miles from my house. So I just about got there, and I went, doggone it.
So I came back around. 10 minutes to my commute.
Yeah. And so I...
Luckily, you leave it.
I open up the garage, and John comes running. I can hear the commotion upstairs, like he's running down. Because he walked me to my car this morning.
Aww.
He's like, okay, make sure, I'm like, okay. Yeah, he's been walking to my car for the last couple weeks.
Are you parked outside the garage because he's got his cars in there?
Yeah, his cars, the two old cars are in the garage, and then our Mercedes, both Mercedes are outside the garage.
Oh.
In the driveway.
I see.
So, but he'll
walk you out.
Well, because
nice.
He takes a dog out for a walk. Well, right. I'm the last, everyone knows when I'm ready to leave is when I do the hairbrush thing.
Oh. What do you mean? Like you curl your bangs or something?
Yeah, or get the straight iron out, or I, put a clip in my hair. Mm-hmm. The dog comes out. She's like, looking. Is it time?
That's the last thing you do before you leave the house.
Yeah, that's the last thing I do.
Aww.
So he takes her out, and then he waits downstairs for me. So.
Cute.
He's so nice.
He is nice. You're lucky.
Anyway, so then I get to work, and I get up to the... I park my car outside, and then I get up to the door downstairs. I'm like, again, I forgot my Secret Santa thing. So I had to go back to my car.
Oh, you did go back. Oh, funny. I was going to say, we could have got that after work.
My God, I know, but I'm just so nervous about my Secret Santa thing.
Oh, why are you so nervous?
Because I just... Me giving gifts, like, I really want someone to be happy with what I give them. And it just makes me nervous. That's why I'm not really a gift person. I don't like getting gifts. I don't...
It's harder to get a gift than it is to give one. It feels better almost to give one. But I know exactly what you mean. Like, especially when it's, I mean, most of the time you give someone a gift and it's not in a podcast and highlighted and people aren't having their honest reaction to it right there on the air.
Yeah.
And that's really funny. There's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure.
I mean, I went
first world problem, Secret Santa.
You went to sleep with it in my mind. I woke up with it and then I forgot about it.
Whoever got you that, just be happy. Be overly happy.
Oh, whoever you that got, you mean?
Whoever I got.
Yeah. Whoever you that got.
Yeah, just know that a lot of effort.
Even if you hate it, just lie.
Even if you hate it,
love it.
Yeah, she put in a lot of thought and effort.
I really did.
You know, I've been trying to lately because I feel like you ever have that feeling where you just feel like you're forgetting something?
Mm-hmm.
And even if you're not, you just almost have that like weird anxiety, like, oh, this must be something I'm supposed to be doing or something I'm supposed to bring to work or whatever. So I always now stop at the door and ask myself, like, as I'm, you know, getting ready to get outside the door, like, you got everything you need? And I think I have to think about what's happening that day. But as far as the Secret Santa, I put that in my car like 3 days ago.
You
like,
did?
Yeah. As soon as, no. Actually, I put it in. I think I put it in, I don't know, Tuesday afternoon.
Well, you got it from the mail, right?
I got it Tuesday, wrapped it, and put it in the car. So, okay. So it's come here Only one time. But it's been in the car. I was like, I'm not going to forget this. I don't need that. Because you know how sometimes you cross something off your list, like it's here, it's wrapped, boom, it's all set. And then you forget all
then
about it.
Then it's all out of your mind.
Out of your mind. Like that, I checked that off.
Yeah.
Nope, you didn't put it in your car. Uh-huh. So I'm excited about it. It should be, and today is, by the way, Friday Eve. Mm-hmm. You know how it is when you're about to go on a vacation. You're
chomping at the bit.
You get everything. There's always extra work to do right before you go. I think this is true for everyone. You have to, like, make sure your affairs are in order so that you can go and actually relax during the vacation. Bryn, are you working at all during the vacation?
Yes, I am.
You are? Mm-hmm. Because of best ups and stuff? Uh-huh. Or all right. The whole time, are you?
Yeah, but we have many holidays.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. Right?
Well, that's good.
Easy?
You're looking at me.
Yeah, I'm just confirming that we have like 2 a week or something like that. That's pretty cool.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we have the 25th off Christmas. Mm-hmm. The 26th is not a vacation. But I did just schedule all music, so you don't have to worry about it, Besta.
Oh,
and the same thing. So the first is a holiday, that Monday. I scheduled all music for the next day just so you wouldn't have to do
I love working stuff out on the air.
It's hey, you know.
Don't tell Michael or Jane that that's the way I did it.
This could have been an office meeting, but, you know.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. These are crazy weeks anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, these are, you know, people's listening schedules are completely screwy.
So,
right.
Yeah,
a lot of people were off this week.
Mm-hmm.
So this was even a wonky week for us. Some of the things that we rely on as a morning show were absent.
Yeah.
And I guess
I'm like, let's get their schedule and we'll go with
I know,
them.
We'll just go with whatever they're going to do. That's what we should do.
Well, normally we do. We just, we did it a week late this time around.
I actually think that was to coincide with my kids' vacation.
I think it was,
which is, you know.
It's always your kids. God.
Well, soon
can't wait for those people to leave the house.
I know.
And we can
have
our own
God.
Vacations.
I cannot wait. And actually, my kids will be out of school just as Vinny's gets into school. So we'll be working off
we'll
of his.
So we'll be working with Vinny's and Diamond's schedule as
right.
well.
Oh, yeah. Vinny's and Diamond's. Well, yeah. Diamond's got a few years left.
Well, they should be pretty similar, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Idols and Diamond's.
Yeah.
Speaking of Diamond, I want to thank my morning show family. I got some flowers yesterday from you.
Yeah.
Yesterday of
well,
all
we
days.
Actually, I think we thought that we sent those because Yuzi said.
I said, I go, crap. No, that was his other gift that we send him.
Oh.
What's that? What's it called?
The rocking
baby
chair?
Shower? Mm-hmm. Yeah, baby shower.
Oh,
thing.
Oh
yeah.
maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
So we sent him a gift there.
Because I was like, no, we sent them.
No, we sent, last flowers we sent for Vaughn's family.
Oh, okay.
And Vaughn's dad
maybe that's
passed
what
away,
I was
so we
remembering.
Sent flowers there.
But anyway,
I was thinking, like,
it's a scramble.
Oh, my God, we forgot to send flowers to Anita.
Well, this is nice. These are, like, late in the game flowers just to remind her that everyone still appreciates her pushing that baby out.
It was really nice, yeah. But it was strange. I was like, is this, like, 2 weeks later? What's going on here?
Yes, it is.
I was just with them, like, 2 hours ago. Why? What is this doing here right now? I'm like, I opened it up, I'm like, from the morning? What? I don't get
We just remembered about you because you came back this week, so we've forgotten all about you, right, Hooman?
Well, I just want to know what you thought of the colors and the arrangement.
What did you think of everything?
I thought they were beautiful. I'm not one to judge. Anita loved it. She was like, this is so sweet. So, I mean.
Was the vase nice? Because we really liked the vase.
Yeah, it's right there in our centerpiece on our dining room table. It's really nice.
We wanted to make sure they were delivered when you were there, and so she didn't have to get up or be weirded out about answering the door.
Well, that's
so
very
we wanted
thoughtful.
To make sure that you were there.
Yeah.
Can we get a later in the day delivery, please?
We did.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, we're super thankful and it's beautiful.
Oh,
thanks,
good.
Guys.
Well, nice. We love you.
Aww. A little bit. Just a little. We have our event tonight.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. Oh,
we
my
do.
God, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be exciting.
Tell us all about it.
Well, I don't know. We're going to go hang out, take pictures with Emma.
Do they have these luxury lounger things? Look, I love going to movies.
Yeah.
I do sometimes, you know, you sit in those uncomfortable movie chairs. But I am afraid that I would fall asleep in these things. Like, even at the Variety Club where the thing slides forward, I'm just like, oh, man, this is too comfortable. This is too good for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is just too, this is.
Well, I feel like it's something for someone like me that I'm not going to fall asleep during a movie, but I get very uncomfortable.
When you constantly have to shift
your
knees, it's like sitting on an airplane.
I'm really uncomfortable sitting down. But these, you just like, I'm good. Okay. I can sit here. It's nice for your back, your head. You got your little drink area going on. Everything's nice. They've actually taken seats out. Hooman, right? Wasn't the guy saying that?
They did,
yeah. They've taken seats out to make room for these luxury seats.
Yeah, so you could have the foot extenders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is great.
Right. They've got to take out rows.
Two seats.
I'm sure they must have to redo the whole.
They do. The amount
theater.
Of time and effort they put into
and
making.
And there's also a lot of lighting, which is good for me, so I can see. Sorry, Hooman.
No
problem. Oh, God. Hooman, you guys, hold on. Hooman just got cut off. Keep going. The amount of effort that
time
they put
and effort
in.
Is second to none. I mean, the luxury is incredible.
Where's his Shan? Music?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah. Get all the crunch and the.
Okay,
go on, Hooman. Tell us more about the luxury loungers.
Not only is the luxury loungers incredible, but the staff, so welcoming, so warm, so pleasant to be with. I loved it.
So we're going to be there tonight, Santana Row.
Yeah, Santana Row. So that's, if you need an address, 3088 Olson Drive. Mm-hmm. Plug that into your GPS. And that is, you guys are actually doing a happy hour. You were saying that there's...
Yeah,
am I allowed to say there's drinks there?
I know. I'm not sure what to say about that. That wasn't in the copy.
It is Friday Eve.
Our kind of appearance, that's for sure.
So I guess there's wine and beer there.
Yeah.
But, so we'll have a good time. We're handing out some other stuff as well. But
like keychains and hats and stuff?
No, like little ugly sweater ornaments.
Like
movie
hugs and
passes,
kicks in the face.
Refillable popcorn buckets.
Oh.
Refillable drink cups. Ugly sweater ornaments. So we'll have a table there out in the lobby.
You know what else is great about those chairs is that since it gives you so much leg room, there isn't somebody behind you kicking you. You know
right.
what I'm talking about?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That's like the worst thing about movies sometimes. Just like, whatever it is. And you like want to turn around and think, excuse me.
Like, you got to stop it. Like, really? I mean, I get it. We're all uncomfortable and you're shifting your legs, but could you just try to do it without whacking my chair?
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah. That's like being on, oh my God, you ever be on a plane on a long flight and there's some freaking kid just... You know, they're like whacking the tray, so it's making your whole airplane seat go, and the parents, you look back, and it's like they're not even paying attention. You're like, your kid? Like, what do you want me to
do? Do something about that.
Yeah, do something about that.
I was on a Greyhound bus one time, and that happened, and I just about grabbed that kid by the neck. I didn't. But.
Well, that's always the best choice, not to hurt the child.
Are we
Good morning,
talking
Vinny?
Kid stories?
No, we're talking about these luxury lounger things that they're going to.
Oh.
If they eliminate the... feet in the back of a chair that,
right.
you know, you can sometimes experience when you go to the
sure.
movie theater and some little kid's kicking your seat. That is never fun.
All right. Well, I was going to tell you a kid story.
Oh, tell us a kid story.
Tell us a kid story.
We're here.
All right. Check this out.
Right.
By the way, very sorry. I was
it's
parked
whatever.
On 101
what are you gonna
behind...
do? Traffic happens,
They
many.
Pulled it down to one lane. I guess there was a big rig overnight that crashed and they had to get the diesel off the road.
Uh-huh.
So they weren't letting people drive through.
How's your cold?
It's spectacular. Anyway, so last night, the missus, so Survivor's coming on, and I'm not even going to be there for it, but the missus goes...
Oh, it was so good. I can't wait to talk about it.
So the missus goes, after I put Isla to bed, I need to talk to you. And I'm like...
Uh-oh.
Oh.
You love talking.
Well, no, I was...
Especially before bed.
I was like, I don't feel well, but I'd be happy to. And she's all, no, not that. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh,
now I get it.
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
Anyway, so she puts the kid to bed and goes, so today I got a lecture. And I was all, yeah. She goes, apparently at school today, one of the kids said to our daughter, that thing is stupid. And our daughter said, who asked your opinion, punk? And the whole room, she goes, the whole room goes quiet. All the kids' eyes bug out. And of course, the teacher had to pull her aside and go like, first of all, where'd you learn that?
My daddy.
And my daughter goes, my dad. And
so she's been waiting to use that.
Yeah, I'm hearing this story and I'm thinking, and I'm actually
You're like,
going,
what the problem?
Yeah, she handled her business. I don't understand what the problem is. And she's all, well, we want to handle things better than that. Mm. So do me a favor. And I'm like, all right. So the only reason I wanted to tell you that story is
I told you that I had handled it that way, what, a week ago?
I wondered if that would come back to bite you in the ass.
It did come back to bite me in the ass. Mm. So it was very funny to hear the sort of comeback. And I was like, my response is, well, did she talk to the kid who said my kid's got something stupid on her?
Right.
Like, why are we talking to my kid? Why are we talking to that kid?
That's the kid with the problem.
That's
with
the kid who made her say the phrase that shan't be said.
So anyway, apparently the description of the kid's all bug-eyed and quiet as my kid. And she goes, apparently she delivered it with hot sauce, loud and aggressive. And I was like, that's how I taught her to do it. I don't understand.
So what does she want you to, or what does she want Isla to say?
Well,
like what, how should Isla handle it?
This is how dad should handle it. Stay the hell out. So that's really what the conversation was. We're not going to do things that way. And I was like, well, I don't want her to get picked on. And she goes, you know what we don't want is for her to be the one doing the picking on. Mm. And I was like, well, that
she was just offending herself.
Yeah. That's what I thought. But anyway, so I just thought it was so funny.
She should substitute sir for or madam
instead of punk
for punk. So well, who asked your opinion, sir?
All right, I'll try. Well, I'm not going to try.
She could still hot sauce it, but you know, at least she didn't scream punk. I mean, I'm sure that all the kids, that's probably the first time they ever even heard the word punk. They're like, is that a bad word? I don't even know that one.
Now 12 kids went home with a new word
and told their mom, give me some cookies, punk.
Yeah, I don't know how that trickles down, but it seemed to be important enough that I had to get a talking to.
Yeah, that probably didn't go over big.
So,
Vinny, you did your best.
For those of you who heard that first part of the story earlier in the week, it turns out that's not the move.
Yeah.
It is bad parenting, who man?
I don't know about that. So does the kid get punished?
The other kid.
No, your kid.
No,
no,
she
there
did
was
what
no
Dad
punishment,
said.
But it was one of those things where they want her to be a little bit
more ladylike.
I don't even
what
know
about
if it's
the kid
ladylike.
That called your kid stupid?
That's what I said.
Yeah, didn't that kid get
why
a talking
to? Why does
that
kid get off?
Because she yelled punk at the top of her lungs.
Why does
it not, trumped it?
Hold on, Sarah. Vinny, why does that other kid get off?
I just told you that's what I, that was my first
and
question
what did your
is
wife say, what or well, whatever she is. What she said?
Wife. We'll just go with wife.
What'd she say?
I'm pretty sure that's the case, so.
What did she say?
Oh, are you?
Mm.
Uh-huh.
We're all sure.
Would you like to see some more evidence?
I don't need to see any evidence.
Are you sure? Because I might have something that pretty much
seals the deal.
707 says, OMG, Vinny, that is bleeping awesome. Mm. I don't think it is. I actually got a talking to. I was told that she got a lecture and that they really don't want us teaching our kid to yell punk in class.
Yeah. Sir. Just you could say sir meanly.
You know, my thought was because I negotiated the social aspect of school pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the ways. You don't as soon as you let someone victimize you, you're
as soon as you go
you are
it's
a
through.
Target.
Right.
So you've gotta aggressively handle your business immediately.
Well, she did. So even if she mends her ways in the future, she has certainly set a precedent for she'll yell something you've never heard before at you. So
you never know what Isla's gonna
say. Right. She's a firecracker.
She's the one.
All right, KLZ HD1 San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're off to the races. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.